Amen. Good morning, everyone. I give God glory for this morning being on the line and what he has given me. And I'll just share with you what he has given me. He wants us to really understand something. If we go to Proverbs 3, our home scripture, but verses 9 and 10. All right, there's something very crucial here he wants us to recognize and not to misunderstand. And 9 says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. And if we remember the definition for new wine, the definition is to occupy by driving out the old tenants and possessing in their place. This is the place of disconnect, right there, which Apostle has been teaching us. That is the place, the honor that is disconnecting us. And it may seem like to you that it's works
Jesus.
when you give out of your substance and receive the disconnect from the root of all evil, the love of money. But honoring, worshiping God is our reason. That's our reason, people of God. You have to understand that he wants you to understand our reasoning is honor, worshiping our Lord. That is totally due all of our worship,
Amen.
giving all of ourselves, giving what belongs to him. The disconnect from Satan, the very root, which is the love of money or the regard of money, is the results. It's the results of what we've done in honoring him. That's what he does for us because of the honor we're giving him. He wants us to under. He doesn't want it to be misunderstood. He has given us, that's the results he's giving us from true honor, for giving all of ourselves, for every bit of it, as he disconnects us from the very yoke, the very yoke of bondage, which is the love of money. Many of us might not think that we love money in that way, but when we can't give our substance, there's your answer right there. There's the answer.
My God.
So it's not by works that we are, this is being taught to us. God would not teach us how to walk in works. He teaches us how to walk in worship, in love, in reverence of him, in fear of him, and not in fear of what may not happen if we give, because that's what the enemy does. He brings those things to our mind. Well, how am I going to do this? And how am I going to do that if I do this? He wants us to trust him. He wants us to know, and he wants, oh, so much. I can feel it so strong, how much he wants to give us the results of honoring him
Amen.
with that total disconnect. And to even to take it a step further, listen to each scripture in Proverbs 3 from 5 to 10 and see how you can see the results. I'll begin at 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. trust in him, acknowledge him, brings the results of him directing your path.
Amen.
And then it goes on, be not wise in thy own eyes, fear the Lord. He says, be not wise in thy own eyes, our own intellect. Reverence him. And what happens? You depart from evil. And it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to the bones.
Hallelujah.
To thy bones. That's the results of doing these things. And at 9 again. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. As we remember, here's the results of honoring the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty,
glory,
and thy presses shall burst out with a new tenant, Christ.
Amen. Amen.
That's what takes place.
Praise
That's
God.
The results of us. Giving of our substance, giving of our first fruits, and all that. That's the results of it. There's no works involved. It's total worship.
Glory.
It's worshiping him. Hallelujah. The enemy wants to deceive us. Don't be deceived.
Amen.
It's the results of what God has for you, with you honoring him completely and totally with all of you. Because he wants all of him in all of you.
Glory be to God.
It's the results. That's what you receive. It's the results, people of God.
Hallelujah.
Understand that this morning. He wants you to understand and know that in your very being. That's the results. I give God praise. And that's what he wanted me to share with you this morning.
Amen.
That's what he wants you to understand fully and know that it's truth.
Amen.
And he is not a liar.
Hallelujah.
Bless
Hallelujah.
God.
Powerful. We're not buying our freedom when we sow, people of God. We're not buying our freedom. It's not what we're doing. What's happening is that's a part of how Christ, the acts of the Lord, is at the root of how we were built and how we were shaped. The axe is there because the entire plan all this time from Satan was to really get mankind and involved with his economy, his enterprise. The way he fell is how he has shaped us. And so the axe being laid at the root is through honoring God. It's how we really do experience the disconnect. It's the result of our worshiping with our finances. It really does affect the mind agreeably. It really does affect the mind. It does affect us tremendously. It's like faith coupled with works, if you will. The writer said, show me your faith and I'll show you my works. Meaning I'm a doer of this, and I'm a doer of it. If there's works behind worship, it's because you're doing it. That's the only work behind worship, is that you're actually doing it. Sometimes it does take the lifting of your hands. Sometimes it does take the opening of your mouth. Sometimes it does take you sowing the seed and giving unto God. Those are acts of worship, and that's the only work that's involved, is actually doing it. And so that's what we do. And then the results, it's so powerful, Elder. The results that come, we receive the disconnect as a result. But you're not buying it. Jesus already paid the price. In fact, he paid the price so that you could hear his instruction. You could hear his rhema and then walk in them and then do what you've been hearing. Really powerful. I love the results. I really, really do. I really do. I'm going to say this early on. Got a bit of a testimony. I want the entire church to keep in prayer. I was at a funeral yesterday, and after the funeral, I went up to the pastor. He did an awesome job. I mean, an awesome job. He came in and just blew it out the water. It was precisely what the family needed. So I went up to just give him, The Bible says, let another man praise thee and not thine own lips. So I went up to give him some praise for what he did and what he allowed God to do through him. And he then, after I told him that, he then offered, we've been talking for years back and forth. He has another building that he has, and he offered us to, offered me the building for our ministry, to take the building over and to move in there, and if we needed it. And I just thought that was a tribute, just the offer, not that the Lord is telling us to take it and go there. I'm not sure. I told him I would definitely pray about it and call him next week. But I just looked at the door that God opened in a setting that was so unusual. And it has been in my mind to acquire another building, of course, for us now that we're kind of at the tail end of the pandemic, I believe. And so how it just came to us just like that, like so simple, amen, without any effort, amen, whatsoever. And I just looked at that and I said, Lord, this is a result of us honoring you, just for the door to be opened and how easy it came. Without, it was sweatless. I've been talking to Evangelist Benita, and she's been on my back about getting us back in a facility and all that stuff. And I told her, I got my feelers out, you know, and I did. I put my feelers out. I had Ella Allison make a couple calls, do a couple things, nothing major. But then how easy the Lord just opens doors, how easy things become. And it's a part of that worship. Things just transpire with ease. No effort. And that's because of that type of worship that we're honoring him. And nothing will be withheld from us at all. And everything, and I want to say this to ease some of your minds, everything is going to be just all right. It's going to be better than all right. You're more than a amen conqueror through Christ who loves you. You really are. And so you're victorious. You are victorious this morning. You are victorious. You're winning, praise God. Just the mere fact that you're on the line listening, I'm telling you, you're keeping your ear to the wall. God is honoring you because you're seeking him and you're seeking the truth. And God is going to honor you. So if you might be facing something or going through something, just know this. Every time you honor him, he's ready to honor you right back. And he's going to do just that.
Amen.
And so I want everyone to be encouraged this morning. We're about to, I'm telling you, we are coming to this thing and we're crossing over the threshold and we are going to see the full commonwealth of God explode in our lives. The result is being disconnected from the mayhem of this life, of this world.
Yes, God.
Being disconnected from money actually being the source, where God is absolutely the source. And when you start to see God, you're gonna so devalue money. You're gonna devalue it. You're gonna look at it just like Jesus did. It wasn't about money for Jesus. It was all about his Father.
Amen.
His Father and what his Father was able to do.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God for that, Elder. I'm gonna share my screen now and keep flowing right here. And we're going to go in. This is part two of our balance. Part one, I thought part one was absolutely phenomenal because amen, the Lord also opens up a lot of new things in the balance. It's not just what we're dealing with the old. He always adds to it and just, I mean, frames it out. And so, I'm grateful for that. Let me know when you can see my notes on the screen. Just give me an amen. When you can see them here, praise God. All right, here we go. We're in part two of the balance. Part one was absolutely, I really, really, really enjoyed it. Really powerful. Mm-hmm. You got my notes up, Elder?
Amen.
Okay, amen. Today we are going to talk about the root of the problem. I'm not going to teach on, the Lord already instructed, I'm not going to teach on what the tenth means, what the first fruit means, what the free will offering means, or the substance offering. I'm not teaching on any of that. God told me to deal with the root. He told me to look at and balance out the reason for our honoring, just like Elder was in. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. The reason for honoring. And he wants us to just really imbibe what really went down and what caused the disconnect from the very beginning. On Thursday night, in a review, this is what we dealt with on Thursday night. So tonight we're going to be talking about the root of the problem, today, the root of the problem. Part one, we saw the culmination between substance giving and his marrow transplant. The Lord reminded us that our triune giving is a major part of our marrow transplant aftercare, meaning the life of Christ. If you hear me talk about marrow, it's the life of Christ, that the vitality of Christ, both physically, naturally, spiritually, and financially. That life begins to flow through us. And when we learned about substance giving, we saw that how in our substance giving, how it would react or cause the marrow transplant of the rhema word that we're under to really be sustained and become successful, that the life of the Lord would really flow through us in a physical, spiritual, mental, and financial way, that his life would really, really flow through us because we stabilize in our worship with our giving. Why? Because when we give, it's disconnecting us from the old, decaying, useless marrow that we had flowing in us at one time. And in our, and so our worship and giving, it really cuts the old marrow or the root of how things were out. And it really stabilizes the root of Christ, because we're not in the place of regard for money. We don't know the depth that Satan has put in and behind money to keep us. But today in part two, we're going to see really, we're going to look at the root of the problem with a real, I mean, with a microscope. We're going to look at it, man, and really look into this and see, and we're going to absolutely see how the regard for money has just controlled basically everything. And it is, it's really got the world on course for destruction. And so this series ended up being way beyond whatever I could think or imagine. A series on peace. It's gone way beyond whatever I ever could imagine. I could never plan to know or to seek this deep. I've never sought Irene, which is peace, like this. That this is the plan that he's instituted. Watch this. You're going to see it in scripture. He's instituted this plan. It's the purpose that he's purposed for the entire earth, to elevate us into absolute peace, to be finally out of the hands of the Assyrian or the Babylon or mystery Babylon the Great, to be totally disconnected from her, to be really in the position or the commonwealth of the kingdom that we walk in absolute peace. And dealing with money has, I mean, almost everything to do with it. All right, so now it actually stabilizes the marrow transplant by disconnecting us from the source, talking about substance giving. It disconnects us from the source, Satan, in which was the old decaying and ineffective marrow. It gets that changeover, just like in the natural. The marrow transplant changes over. The new blood cells begin to dominate the old blood cells. And then health and healing transpires into the one that received the transplant. So today, again, we're going to be reminded of how it all started. We're going to see the root of the problem. And after seeing the root of the problem, we will be fully solidified in our worship via giving, if we have open hearts to it. Here we go. It is a review from Thursday. In Genesis chapter 3, we were dealing with the word good. We started to look at the word good. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, This is where we began to see a problem is when her eyes opened and saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. So when she saw, she regarded. That's what the word acknowledge means. It means to regard, acknowledge the Lord, or regard the Lord, all right? That's what she did. So she began to regard something outside of God. And then she gained an experience. It also means to have an experience. Remember the word acknowledge, we also learned, means kinsfolk. So now, in her seeing a substance outside of what God had already given unto her, outside of his will or his word, she regarded something that did not, was never endorsed by the Father. So now when we regard or we acknowledge, it causes blood relation. In all sincerity, DNA shifts. Our DNA is constantly changing by what we regard in the natural. I told you a long time ago, before this part of the series, obviously, that when we eat, you can eat a jelly donut, you regard a jelly donut or eat a jelly donut, and it can change your DNA. So what happens here is when she regarded, she had a demonic transplant. She had a demonic bone marrow transplant there. She had an experience with Satan and something outside of the will of God. So now everything began to shift in her. All right. But she began to know by experience when she saw it. All right. So she saw and regarded, she gained a new experience outside of God. Eve did. And so now looking at substance and substance outside of God, it causes a different experience. It causes, it gives an entryway to Satan, to be perfectly honest with you. It gives him a clear path at you and at me. And so she received a demonic transplant. So she no longer was under the influence, influenced by the blood or by the blood of the Father. Medical science says that eating something as simple as the jelly donut, as I said, could forever change our DNA. Well, the Lord reveals to us looking and discerning at the wrong thing could forever change our DNA as well. She began to function like her new donor, which was Satan. All right. So now we looked at Genesis chapter 2, where now he causes, we see the success of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat free, thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And there was a transfer. She came out of God and into Satan. I gotta just be honest. She began to move in ways with sin that never were near her. All right. And the word good, it means, this is why we look at substance here, because it does mean prosperity, rich, valuable in estimation. But the big part here is when we start to see finances as good for things that we can do without honoring God, right? What happens here is what's triggered is man's sensuous nature now. When you're looking at substance, what happened to Eve is her sensuous nature kicked in. Man's sensuous nature. It was good understanding that came in. That's what's the good on the tree. It was good understanding, but it wasn't God's understanding. That's the fine line.
Oh,
it
yes.
Makes sense to pay our bills. It makes sense. It is good to take care of that's what we do. And that's what happened with Eve. That fine line, that thin line right there came into vision. She saw that the tree was good. And so now what happened was her understanding was thwarted. It was wickered. It was twisted in a way that's so deceiving and so hidden that it does appear to be good. But it's of man's intellectual nature. It's of man's sensuous nature. So though you might be thinking that we're doing good, listen, I live this thing too. I'm not just preaching this. I live this.
Amen.
Though I think that keeping the substance in my own possession would be good for me and my family, the truth of the matter is that's not the good that God's looking for. In fact, our righteousness is nothing but filthy rags before him. We should be trusting in the Lord with all of our hearts and not leaning to our own understanding. The word be wise in thine own eyes, not to be wise in thine own eyes. That word wise is, I believe, comes from the same exact word. Be not of your own intellect.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So when you start to move in your own intellect with substance and with money, now you're moving in your own intellect. You're in the same position that Eve was in when the fall of man took place. Because you're intellectually doing what you think you need to do, which is good to do, but in essence, without honoring God, it is not good.
Amen.
All right. Bless so God. We dealt with that word good there on Thursday, and that really exploded to us. We know that evil all automatically means it's bad of value, adversity, affliction, and that is the result of moving in what we think is good without God. It ends up being an adversity. It ends up bringing affliction. It opens the doors for calamity, displeasures, and a lot of distresses, though we think it's good. That's why honoring him, giving God the kabob, that's the key. And that's why the axe is at the root. And it gets down to this fine area here to where we're not moving without God. It cuts away that mess, that recess place of what we say is good. All right, watch this here. Then we looked over here, and I'm just going to skip ahead of that note, to where the Father is the only one that is good, not substance and not man. We looked over here in the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 18 and 19, and it says, a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. That's powerful. None is good. None is good save one, that is God. That word good in the Greek means beneficial or useful. That really explodes to me. It takes it really to the next level. Eve began to look at the tree and call it beneficial or useful. She saw that it was good for food. She called the tree that was out of that substance that was not designed for her, she called it beneficial or useful. And that was the problem. She began to look at something that was not endorsed for her life and begin to say, that is useful to me. That is beneficial to me. And sometimes when we have our substance and we've come into levels of increase, we say that is useful to me or that is beneficial. No. Only thing or only being beneficial or useful to us is God.
Amen.
Whenever I know this sounds crazy because we've had such a tie to it, but if you look at the life of our Lord, if we're following after him, and I know you might say this man has lost his wig. Well, say what you will. The truth be told, I know this sounds crazy, but money is never supposed to be beneficial or useful to us. None is useful. None is beneficial save one, that is God. I know that sounds deep because we rely on money for so many things and in so many ways. And yes, money is purposeful. Don't get me wrong. It serves a purpose, but don't ever call it beneficial or useful to you like that, because God is the one that takes care of you.
Amen.
God is beneficial. Amen. God is useful.
Hallelujah.
I know that sounds impossible to separate, but I'm trying to let you know this is where the separation has to come. That's why the axe is laid at the root, because it wants to point us back to God being beneficial.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus said, sit the men down so we can feed them. And he said, how in the world are we going to do? How are we going to do that? 300 pennyworth is not enough for that. He's like, man, get up out of here. I'm not talking about feeding them with money. They said 300 pennyworth is not enough to feed these people. How are we going to feed these people when there's only a lad here with two fish and 5 loaves of bread. How in the world? He's like, man, and he said that, the Bible says he said that knowing in himself what he was going to do.
Amen.
He tried them to see if they were on his level, to see if they were in the same dimension. No, it's not about money. God is beneficial. God is useful. I'll say my benediction unto him. Father, I thank you that you always hear me when I pray. And then all of a sudden, multiplying fish, multiplying bread. It wasn't about substance that they needed to get the job done. God was beneficial. And he wants our mindsets to be there. You want to talk about walking by faith and not by sight. This is walking by faith and not by sight. When the Father becomes beneficial, when the Father becomes useful. Oh, I've got a financial problem, but money's not my answer. God is beneficial. God is useful.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, God, yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
That's the dimension he wants us in. That's the level of disconnect he wants from us. And that's why triune giving is that, I'm telling you, it is the perfect axe laid at the root. Honoring God with our substance and with the first fruit of all of our increase causes God to be the one we view as beneficial and the one that is useful.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you.
Because I said it on Thursday and I say it again. I'm getting excited. This is just review. I'm getting excited, though, because it's so powerful to me. I said it then that the day is coming where money is not going to be how we make it. And this world is heading right toward that. That we're going to need to know God as being beneficial and God being useful. It's going to be feeding us down by the water brooks. It's going to be God. It's not going to be a stuck into this economy. Because if we don't take the mark and we be left behind, you cannot trade, buy, or sell. So then what? So God wants his people trained in the fact we are not relying on this here. And our worship unto him, our worship unto him keeps that disconnect. It's funny because watch this. He'll make you rich in the process, but add no sorrow with it. That sorrow comes from you being connected to the money as being the source. He said, I'll make you rich, but I'll never let you feel connected to it. You'll never feel the sorrow of the money. It will never rule you. But I will make you rich, but there won't be any sorrow with it. No connection. Jesus was a bad mamma jamma, and I mean that to the deep. This man could extract money from anywhere because it all belonged to him. But yet and still he acted and walked as though he had none. But yes, he was the richest man on the planet without question. He owned the cattle on the hills that roamed by the thousands. But yet, if he was hungry, he'd never tell you because he could always do it. They were toiling for fish. He was on shore cooking it. Come on, man. Come on. They went out fishing all night, caught nothing. When they got back, he already had their meal ready for them. Come on. God is beneficial and God is useful. So Satan wanted to blind our eyes from this truth. He wanted to really blind us from understanding this. So yet he employs a plan and he starts his own enterprise, if you will, dealing with substance because he saw how it uprooted him. And I pick up here the root of the origin of the problem. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 28, stay with me for a minute, people of God. Hang in there with me this morning and keep your ear open because if you get a hold of this, you're going to come into another dimension. An absolute, I'm talking about a whole nother dimension in God. And I love what he's doing. There's a work going on the inside of the hearers of this word. There's a work that's taking place. There's a circle within the circle. And I want everybody in the ministry in the circle within the circle.
Amen.
Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon, I'm reading out of Ezekiel 28, 14 through 17. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect. This is the origin or the root of the problem here, people. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. Oh, glory be to God. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence. With violence. Remember that word violence there. All right? They have filled the midst of thee with violence. Oh, glory, glory, glory. And thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. And I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. We're going to see that actualize in just a moment. The word violence means unjust gain. He corrupted his wisdom because of his brightness, because of his substance that was on him. So he corrupted wisdom by the brightness because of how God had exalted him and made him, in essence, second in command in all of the heavens. He was the second most anointed, the second most wealthiest, I mean the brightest, the glory. He was number two. So he used that substance to try to exalt himself above God. Jesus. In verse 17, it shows Lucifer is unjust gain. He began to take ownership of the glory and the beauty that God gave him. All right? He began to unjustly and falsely take the substance belonging to God. In fact, the Bible says he corrupted his wisdom, as we stated, by his own brightness, which means he started to plan on building the kingdom, a kingdom of his own because of what he had. A third of heaven was ordained to him. He began to build his own by substance that God had given unto him. That's why it says, honor the Lord with thy substance. Don't forget where you got it. Satan forgot who really glorified him. Satan forgot, Lucifer rather, forgot who really, really exalted him and made him wealthy in the eyes of all the others in other beings in heaven. Remember, his plan was to exalt his throne above the stars of God. If there be a throne, there's also a kingdom. So he was building a kingdom. This is just like us when we go on living without honoring God. We're building our own kingdom. When God is saying, listen, I'm not trying to cause your kingdom to be less. I want your kingdom to increase because your kingdom is mine. And you belong in increase because I am the God of increase.
Amen, Lord.
And I want you to have more, but honoring me keeps the balance. Honoring me keeps you out of the spirit of the world. Amen. Just like us when we go on living without honoring God with our substance, we essentially build our own kingdoms. Again, we say it's beneficial. We say it's useful. But God is trying to erase that mindset. You don't understand, if you have a mindset that anything is more beneficial than God, it's blocking all of the resource that God has. It blocks healing and deliverance. It blocks so many things. He said, I will have no other gods before me. And Satan has built his kingdom by causing money to become a god. Even though we don't say it, it's still true. Because we rely on it so much. But God is all things. He said, I am. Why wouldn't you honor I am? Money has limitations. God doesn't.
It does not. Amen, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, lift your hands if you're under the sound of the voice of the Lord this morning. Lift your hands just for a moment. We give you glory, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Jesus, for clarity and understanding. We give you praise, Master.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you praise, Jesus. that you would love us this much to really disconnect us from the root.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord.
Opening our eyes and opening our ears. So then we see, after Satan falls now, he fully manifests the root in Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought the firstlings of his flock, which means first fruit, and of the fat, which means substance. And he says that he also brought, denoting that he had brought something ahead of that, which we understand to be the tithe. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? Why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? If thou doest not well, watch this, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and if thou shalt and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. Why did he slay Abel? Because he didn't like him? No. It's because Abel's offering was accepted. Cain was moving in the process of time, which means he was moving at the end of days. God was not essentially first with Cain. Abel sanctified his firstlings prior. He was on point. He honored God before actually honoring God. Before he actually honored, he put apart his first fruit. So he honored before honor, in which we're called to do. Honor the Lord with our substance and with the first fruit of all of our increase. He honored before honor and set apart what belonged to God. But Cain did not set apart what he got in the first. He didn't do that. And so now, but watch this. The most important thing is we see Satan manifest here. We see him manifest his plan in man. We see it with his, with their mother, Eve, and with their father as well, Adam. We see it there, but we see it fully take manifestation here in Cain. Because not only did Cain touch substance not belonging to him, but Cain then also, the root of all evil really takes place and manifests. Mm-hmm. The substance giving, substance taking without worshiping God with it, now opens the door for the murdering spirit.
Jesus.
So now we see the root of all evil take place. Now we're going to go into something new that we did. This is all from the balance of what we've learned in the series. But we're going to go a little bit further into the story right now of the root. All right. So now we see Cain, and we see this thing fully manifest here, and we see it where Abel's worship, it was perfect and complete. Cain, on the other hand, was in a place of delay. He too was severed from God because of his lack of honor. But the Lord told him, he said, listen, do it over again. He said, there's something worse at your door, dude. There's something worse that's here as a result of how you're treating substance. Something worse is on the horizon. Please, people of God, hear me now. Just because you might not have money issues, look at it and do judgment. Do right judgment. Are there other issues you're dealing with? If so, I'm going to say this. Don't be mad at me, but I got to tell you the truth. It's because the root of all evil is there. You may not be struggling financially. You may have, your bills might be paid and things might be okay. That's hunky-dory. That's good, good, good. Fine. But truth be told, are there other issues? And I want you to know that the root of it is how we're treating or not honoring God. I just needed to lay that out there. So Cain's issue becomes now an issue of murder. So he was severed to the point of becoming a murderer. He was under the root of Satan. His bloodline was tied unto the devil and not God. Satan's plan was in full effect. He was succeeding in severing man from God due to dishonoring God with our substance. We're going to go over to the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verses 12 through 17. Very familiar scripture we've read over the years, but let's look at this here. It says here, how art thou fallen from heaven? Now, going back to where it all started. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? I had to pause there when I read that. How thou art cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations. I heard it like this. When you were cut down to the ground, that's what weakened the nations. When you fell, that was your plan to weaken the nations. Mm-hmm. Your cut down is how you weakened us.
Yes.
Glory be to God. When you fell, that's how you weakened the nations. All right, then we can read the familiar. And we'll go down and says, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. How? Because of how I got cut down, I see how I can really make this thing happen.
Jesus.
How I got cut down. How did he get cut down? When I tried to take the substance and exalt myself above God, that's how I got cut down. Now, that's the very thing I'm going to use for man to give me a throne and exalt myself. I'll implement my enterprise. I will cause them to see substance more than God. It will give me my throne. It will give me my kingdom. Watch this, people. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought low down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble and did shake kingdoms? Watch this now. Thou made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners. This is the guy that did this. He made the world a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof that opened not the house of his prisoners. Listen, his fall was how he did it. This is how he weakened us. He saw what would sever us from God. He saw that if I can make money beneficial and useful, then they'll be just in my position and I'll build my kingdom. I'll carve Jesus. My own kingdom out of that. I'll be the king of this realm. And we do note him as the prince of the air. I told you we got some new stuff coming in the balance here. So we do note him as the prince of the air. So his fall is how he got us. I got kicked out for it. They'll never come in for it. He'll allow you to receive Jesus as his as your personal Savior and Lord. That's all good. They can do that. But I'll still hold sway because they'll never get to the root. But oh, there's a rhema word. Oh, there's a rhema word.
Hallelujah, God.
This rhema that we're under, I'm going to say this. This rhema that we're under is a part of the penalty or the price that Jesus paid on the cross.
Amen.
This very rhema we're under is a part of it. It's a part of it because the Bible declared he would come and make us all, get us into a righteous position that we can do what? Offering an offering unto God where? In righteousness.
We are Hallelujah.
Made the righteousness of God in Christ. Now, this is a part of that righteousness. This is a part of that righteousness. And this is how he's saying, I'm going to sever. Watch me now. I'm going to take you even deeper. So please don't be distracted. Oh, God. His fall was how he weakened. The word weaken means to prostrate or to discomfit, to cause decay, waste away, or disable. So we're in a prostrate position. We're decaying. We're wasting away. And he's in a lot of ways disabled us because the anointing isn't flowing in its full capacity.
Jesus.
So we're disabled because why? We're still being fed by the root of Satan. So it disables that. He said, listen, people, his plan was not to sit in the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north on commoners outside of God. He said, no, I'm going to make sure I'm above the stars of God. That's the sons of the Messiah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stop the sons of the Messiah from ever coming into position. How? By how I fell. So now the sons of the Messiah are being disabled. Oh my God. Because why? Because we don't know how to worship God in our giving. We're utilizing substance. We're calling it useful. We're saying it's more useful than God. So how can he entrust you with true riches, which is the anointing, if you cannot be trusted with the unrighteous mammon? So now Satan has disabled us, which is causing decay for the entire world. I know you guys are saying this man done lost his mind. I did. I've completely lost it. And I'm not trying to get it back either because this is real truth. Look at this. Listen. It is written here in the same chapter, the root will die and the poor and the needy will be free. Watch this. This is so powerful. It says here, the Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand, that I will break the Assyrian, this is the Lord talking, in my land. Same chapter here, see this, chapter 14, 12 through 17. Now it speaks of the demise that the Lord is going to bring to Satan because of what he's been doing, all right? Ooh, watch this now. He says, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand, that I will break the Assyrian in my land, and upon my mountains tread him underfoot. Then shall his yoke depart from off them, and his burden depart from off their shoulders. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth. And this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. Verse 27, for the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, who shall turn it back?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Watch this. Now, the word Assyrian means in the sense of sex. Success, or in the sense of being successful. What he's going to do, the Assyrians are those that are caught up in the success of the world and in essence, don't have any honor for God. They're connected to what the Bible calls Babylon, or even Mystery Babylon the Great. Evangelist Darrell gives an excerpt a bit about that. The mother of all harlots. In a nutshell, it is those controlled by money and whose souls are tied to it. This is why the axe is laid at the root. The aim is simply salvation from destruction. He said, this is my purpose throughout the whole earth. I'm going to destroy the Assyrian. I'm going to destroy the mindset of Babylon worship and with substance. I'm getting rid of this thing. Why? Because I want my people free, and I want this burden from up off of them and this from off their shoulders. I'm getting them out of this mindset.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm breaking the way that they view on how to become successful. I'm getting rid of it. I'm laying the axe at the root. I'm bringing salvation. The Lord is going to destroy this world system and that and the lie that Satan has planted into the nations. In fact, he says this is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth. He has purposed to destroy the works of the devil. In fact, in 1 John 3 and 8, watch this. It says here in 1 John 3 and 8, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. I understand this perfectly now. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The word works there in the Greek means the business or enterprise or industry or mindset of the devil. I'm going to destroy his enterprise. What is his enterprise? His enterprise, his industry, or his mindset is how we view substance. This is how he built his enterprise. It's how he built his business. It's how he made himself a kingdom. I will give them what caused me to fall. So the Lord said, I'm coming, I'm here. The reason of my being here is to destroy his enterprise, to get rid of his industry, and to uproot his mindset. That's Amen. The purpose.
Amen.
It's the purpose.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless God.
Satan has made, listen, he has made regarding substance, this is what he did. He's done this. He's made it his enterprise, his business, his industry. His mindset on substance has truly been his throne and his kingdom. He's been essentially controlling the world with and by it. This is why our honoring is the acts of the Lord. And this is how he intends on destroying the works of the devil. This is going to get to the root of the problem. Prophesied it from Malachi. He's coming to get us in the place of righteousness that we may offer offerings in righteousness unto God. He's aiming for the root. See, you got to look at the whole picture, people. This is the fall. This was the origin of the fall, not of man, of Lucifer, the father of the fall, the father of lies. Lucifer built it and shaped it and said the same way I fell is how the same way they never get in. I will disable the sons of the Messiah because they will view substance above God and beyond God. And so they'll never move the way they think they should be moving. They can read about it, but never actualize it. And that's been the question for so many. Why does the Bible say this, but then it doesn't manifest like that? I want what the Bible says. Well, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all of thine increase. Let the axe be laid at the root, and let's watch what God is able to really do. Hallelujah. That's now, God. The Message Bible says it like this, and I'm going to close right here. Isaiah 14, 24 through 32. This is how the Message reads. I'm just going to read it. Just listen to how he says this here. God of the angel army speaks. Exactly as I planned, it will happen. Following my blueprints, it will take shape. Listen to that. Following my blueprints, it will take shape.
Bless God.
Following my blueprints, substance giving is in the blueprint. It will take shape. I will shatter the Assyrian who trespasses my land and stomp him into the dirt. Thought about Kurt on this here because he likes this stuff. And stomp him into the dirt on my mountains. I will ban his taking and making of slaves, and lift the weight of oppression from all the shoulders. Listen, this is the plan for the whole earth. And this is the hand that will do it, reaching into every nation. God of the angel armies has planned it. Who could ever cancel such plans? Here's, I have to just say this. Whether you give or don't give, it ain't gonna stop what God has planned to do.
Amen.
It doesn't make a difference. No disrespect to you, but God is still gonna have his way. He's planned it and no one can change it. There will be a people that rise up that will honor God, truly worship God, and be disconnected from the root of this world. It says here, his is the hand that's reached out. Who could brush it aside? In the year King Ahaz died, this message came. Hold it, Philistines. It's too soon to celebrate. It says to celebrate the defeat of your cruel oppressor. From the death throes of that snake, a worse snake will come. And from that, one even worse. Listen, the poor won't have to worry. The needy will escape the terror. That's what they've been doing. Causing people to chase substance. Causing poor. Causing in this. The need never ends. It's always bloodthirsty out there. The needy will escape the terror. But you Philistines will be plunged into famine. And those who don't starve. And it says, and those who don't starve, God will kill. Wail and howl, proud city. Fall prostrate in fear, Philistia. On the northern horizon, smoke from the burned cities. The wake of a brutal, disciplined destroyer. What does one say to outsiders who ask questions? Tell them, God has established Zion. And I love this. God has established Zion. Those in need and in trouble find refuge in her. They're not looking for money to be useful. They're not looking for money to do it for them. But this is what we will say. God has established Zion. That means his presence. That means the presence of the Lord is where we find our refuge in times of trouble. We're not looking for substance. And your whole entire system is going to fall. God is going to cleanse our mindsets from ever thinking that money was the answer. He's fixing that which has been broken. This is the purpose that he has purposed in all of the earth. To fully disconnect man from this tragic hiding place. Where it separates us from our Father. And he's doing it, praise God.
Hallelujah.
He's doing it, praise God. So bottom line here, people of God, the needy, listen. Listen here. Those that are in need, those that are poor, those that are not rising up. God is about saying, he's saying, listen, I'm going to cause you to hear me. I'm going to cause you to worship, and I'm going to change everything for you. I think the New Testament says here, it says, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Why? Because of what the Lord has done. God has opened our ears through Christ our Lord to hear his word, to understand. And I hear this, I hear it strong. Come out from amongst them and be ye separated. Come out from amongst them and be ye separated. The spirit and the bride say, come. I'm telling you, the door is open to enter into a whole nother dimension in God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And our substance giving, our triune giving, our honoring God with our tithe, our first fruit and free will offerings, our honoring God is the axe he's got laid at the root. I want to submit this one last thing. This dropped in my spirit while I was teaching. Satan's fall, Lucifer's fall happened way before the law. All of those things that happened way before the law was ever established. It happened all before the law, before what we call the law. And I submit to you, if that fall happened before then, so did these three in triune giving take place. God Amen. Already saw Satan's plan is what I'm trying to tell you and what he was going to use to distract man from him. Praise and we God. See it early on. We see it early with Cain. We see it early with those that were touching, even Jacob before he became Israel. We see how things were heading. But God instituted three levels of worship, the tenth unto him, the first fruit, and the substance or free will offering, all before the law. Why? Because God was already implementing his acts in the earth to cut down the root of Satan's plan. That was already in play. And now through Christ, our Lord, through his death, burial, and resurrection, our ears are open to hear the rhema word. This is not naturally, it's not carnally discerned. This word is spiritually discerned. Some may say this is so natural, it's so of the law, so of this. You may say this or that, but no, I say unto you, this is spiritually discerned. It has nothing to do with the natural. But God is giving us victory through Christ our Lord and through honoring him who deserves to have all preeminence. God has given us victory over the root of all evil.
Praise God.
He's giving us absolute victory. And so I give him glory for this today. I give him honor and I give him praise for clarity, for understanding. I thank him so much for causing us to hear and to understand on a whole nother level. And that's what the Lord is saying to us today. He's reminding us of the root of the problem. This is the reason why we worship, we honor. This is the reason. Has nothing to do with the church or four walls. Nah, that's so lame. It has nothing to do with providing for ministry. Nah. No, God is providing for ministry. This has everything to do with God becoming beneficial and God being useful outside of money, that we can come into a place of absolute peace. It's substance unto peace. It's giving our substance and worshiping him that is going to elevate you into peace. Why? Because you're finally disconnected from the root of everything Satan has implemented and put in man. You're severed at the root. And yes, your severing trails all the way to the blood of Jesus. Because without the blood of Jesus, without the shedding of his blood, you wouldn't be able to hear what you're hearing right now. And remember, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So this word is still God. It's still a part of who he is. Hasn't changed. Has not changed at all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a few comments in our chat here. Carolyn says, amen. Oh, starts up here. Starts with Elder Allison. Al Allison says, amen and amen and amen. Carolyn comes in and says, amen. And I say amen to you guys as well. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Amen. Oh, Father, I thank you for ears that can hear. I thank you, Lord God, for eyes that are open. We're hearing what you're saying. Yes, and I know, I feel it for you, Carolyn. You're hearing a laudation. You're hearing a laudation coming. And you do hear, come out from amongst them and be separate. You're hearing a word that sanctifies. Carolyn, you're in a wonderful place right now of renewal. A wonderful place of renewal. It's all over you. Getting stronger and stronger day by day, getting stronger and stronger. And it's powerful and it's true. And you're coming into the fullness of what God has called you to be and who he's called you to be. The prophetic anointing has not shunned away from you. Mm-mm. The intercessory is still strong. And you're biding your time. You're taking your time with this because you said, this time when I return, I'm never looking back. Oh, glory. And I'm never going back.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The Lord heard you He's been hearing you. But your most powerful possession right now is your patience that's in the word. Carolyn, your patience that's in the word. With no disrespect, but I feel to say this. Welcome home. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Welcome home. To the glory of God, welcome home. And be filled with all the riches of his presence and all the glory that's upon his name. You be filled with all of it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we glorify you here.
Yes, we do.
We magnify you, Jesus, for your word, for your word. Oh, sanctify us afresh. Sanctify us anew. Set us apart. Don't let fear be a factor with us. Don't let it be a factor, Lord. Bind the works of the enemy, the aftermath, anything he would try to do in retaliation to the word. Put hedges around those that are opening their ears and those that are wanting their ears to be open. Place hedges around us. Let us move into Zion the way that you've called us to. Help us to dwell in your presence, Lord. And help us, Lord God. Only to see you, just you, as being useful. You're the only useful for us. It's not money. And it's not man. You're the God of the whole earth. And we recognize you as such.
Yes, Lord.
You are the God of the whole universe.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And we recognize you, Master. You are our source and our strength. We bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless you, Master.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah and amen. Amen, Jesus. There's a sweet anointing on this line right now. There's a powerful anointing here. I mean powerful.
Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus.
I pray your ears were open to hear God's plan, because he made you privy to it. He made us privy to it. We're the children of Rhema. We're the children of, we're his prodigy. Seeing the plan from beginning to where it is now. My God, if you can tap into that study. I'm going to open the door for Wednesday, one day only. For anyone that wants to tap into that study, this particular study in particular. To tap into seeing the plan of God. Seeing this thing from the root. Next Wednesday, we'll have case studies, if you will, but it's on this particular study today that you can prove this from the root, that you can reveal more that from the root of this. And then on Thursday, we're going to conclude. And Elder Don is going to help me conclude on Thursday. And then we're going to move into the fruit of goodness, which is absolutely powerful. So hopefully next Sunday we'll be into the fruit of goodness, which is, I mean, phenomenal out the gate. We spent a long time in the fruit of peace, but we're moving on to goodness. And then I think we have two more and then our complete fruit of the spirit series would be finished. I don't know how long those two will last or the next three. It's seeming to last quite a while, but we're just going with the spirit. Amen. We're going to honor the Lord with our giving.